And to Russia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. I want to start with one of the high-profile Twin Cities restaurants that announced it was closing just last week. Palmer's Bar is an institution in Minnesota. It's been around for more than, it's been around for more than 100 years, 118 years or so. And they announced about a week ago that they were going to close. And the reason was just, you know, I mean, people, well, the reason wasn't exactly stated by the owners. Media, myself included, had looked to other stories where the owners of Palmer's had noted that, you know, as people are going out for live music, they're not drinking as much as they used to, which is fine, other than the fact that that's how the economy, that's how the economics of these bars work. They book a band. People show up to see the band, and you buy drinks, and that's how they make money. So with people drinking less and maybe going out less on the weekdays, Palmer's Bar said, we just can't make it work anymore. Well, last night on Facebook, the owners said, dear community, Palmer's family, friends, and patrons deserve a better, more complete explanation for why Palmer's is going out of business. And the quote, when we bought Palmer's, it was with a trusted partner that we have worked with for over 18 years. In 2022, we discovered that trust and partnership was broken, leaving Palmer's in dire financial and operational straits. So when I read that last night, I thought, what's going on? What's that mean? And I started digging through court records and I found a divorce proceeding. And I'm not going to get into all the names and all the stuff. If you want to learn more, you can read my story at MinnesotaMonthly.com. But in a divorce proceeding of that former partner, there is a record that indicates a withdrawal of more than $379,000 from the business accounts. And nobody knows what happened to that money. Running a business is tough, and I think a lot of us projected our own reasons as to why this bar closed, and the owners of Palmer's went on Facebook saying there are, you know, they tried to dig out from this hole, and there are other real issues. They say the current economic environment, people's changing drinking habits, and the challenges of losing so many other bars and businesses in our neighborhood. They say this restaurant or this bar has been losing $10,000 to $30,000 a month. So that's that. Sad for sure, but also goes to why I always hesitate to draw a big picture conclusion from any single closure. Is you sort of never know what's going on, right? You never know what the deal is or what the lease is or what outgoing bills are out there or what business partner challenges are. There's just a lot going on. Next item into Russia Eats is a story that my friend Eric Escala sent to me from Axios Twin Cities, which took a look at how much Minneapolis park restaurants make. And it got me thinking about restaurants by water. There's something about a lakeside restaurant, a riverside restaurant that just feels special. And so my question to you in this Jerusha Eats talker at 651-461-9226, what is your favorite lakeside or riverside restaurant? The biggest grossing, most money coming in, Owamnee, which I think people forget about that as being Riverside, but it is right on the Mississippi River in a Minneapolis park. And in 2014, Owamnee brought in $5.6 million. Not profit, but that's their revenue. Sea Salt? Sea Salt would be one of mine in Minnehaha Park right by the falls. $4.7 million. How about that? And then you got Bread and Pickle with $1.7 million. Bread and Pickle is on Lake Harriet. That's a cool one. And below that is Pimento, which is on Bidet Makoska. And Pimento brought in $1 million. Let's go to Mike in St. Louis Park. Mike, waterfront, lakefront, what's your favorite? What's your spot?
Well, I think you've probably been there a few times. My favorite is the Pickwick in Duluth.
Oh, so good. Man. So good. Duluth is a little underrated, I think. And the Pickwick, sometimes people forget about the Pickwick because it's been around. I mean, something has been in that spot since the early 1900s. But that place is good stuff. It got a James Beard nod as like a kind of like a local classic in 2007. That's right on Canal Park, right on the lake. What's your order? What do you get there?
Oh, man, I tell you, I've never had a better porterhouse ever.
Mm. I love it. That's a good call. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Birches on the lake, says one texter. Birches is on Long Lake. They had a St. Paul location for a little bit. But Long Lake is sort of, I think sometimes people forget about Long Lake because Lake Minnetonka is sort of the big shiny object right there. But Birches is beautiful. And you're about as close to the water. A lot of our lakefront spots are like not exactly on the water.
I was going to ask, are we, as Minnesotans, contractually obligated to mention Lord Fletcher's?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, our license was going to be taken away if we didn't mention that. Lord Fletcher's is an unmatched vibe. Like that, the wharf, that outdoor patio is such a party. And the lodge itself, the restaurant, I think it's underrated. They have excellent food in there. But people don't think about going there in the fall or the winter. It's very summer. I think they told me once that their outdoor wharf expands to like 550 seats out there.
Wow.
You think about that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like three Spoon and Stables just on the just outside. Now, we've had our friend Josh Goolsby from the Lonesome Pine on Bay Lake up in Deerwood on our show. He was a DeRussia Eats guest. Lonesome Pine is one of my, it's not new, but it's newish to me, and that's one of my lakeside favorites. It feels like you're on vacation. Texter asking what I think Maynard's and Excelsior grosses. Oof. Maynard's. Now, I have no idea, but I bet in the summer alone, it's got to be $8 to $10 million. It's crazy. Other lakefront. Oh, the VFW on White Bear Lake. I have been to that VFW. It is the freaking nicest VFW you will ever see in your life. It is amazing. Charlie's on Pryor. Yes, in Pryor Lake. The dock in Stillwater. Very good. Any Zorbas. Yes, you also need the Zorbas on the lake. 450, back in just a minute here on Drive Time.